Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Bereshit, in the beginning of. Week 1, Day 1. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1, verse 4. How do you reach order in the midst of chaos? The earth is in chaos, without form and void, covered in darkness, a deep abyss. Then, something amazing happens. A powerful word from the Almighty cuts in the formless mass and creates light. A good light. But the light was not sent to the chaos to be part of it, but rather to confront it. Instead of mixing the light with the darkness to create a grayish mass, the Almighty sets a clear division between light and darkness. Division is one of the main requirements for a universe in order. What does that division imply? It implies setting a very well-defined dividing line between the one thing and the other. Thus, strong, well-defined, permanent boundaries are of critical importance for the survival and development of the world. If the boundaries that the Almighty has set were eliminated, the world would go back into chaos. This principle applies to every area of the world in which we live. A society ruled by a framework of well-defined boundaries, dividing between two things, especially between what is good and what is not good, has optimal conditions to survive and flourish. On the contrary, a society with undefined boundaries is on its way to corruption and chaos. A society based on principles is strong. A society that follows the impulses of its members is weak. A family ruled by a well-defined set of boundaries that differentiate between one thing from the other is in good conditions to survive and thrive. On the other hand, a family with no clear limits is set for disintegration. An individual that is able to see the right limits, to define between what is good and what is not good, has a strong foundation to reach his or her full potential. For instance, a man bound by any sort of addiction will never be able to set himself free unless he receives help to start living according to a set of rules and strong principles. Because it is precisely the lack of such rules and his inability of discerning what is good from what is not good what caused him to fall into the pit in the first place. If you are experiencing chaos in any area of your life, start by discerning and separating what is good and what is not good. Set well-defined, consistent boundaries and abide by them. In this way, you will be able to achieve order in the middle of a chaotic situation. May the Almighty help you see the light that He sends to your world so you can discern light from darkness. And so you may learn to set limits and be able to say, "This is as far as it goes." Then you will experience how chaos is transformed into perfect order. You will have peace in your soul, and you will be able to reach whatever the Almighty has planned for you. Shalom.